tries to reach people struggling in the region, with a maritime corridor between Cyprus and Gaza potentially opening later. Meanwhile, the fifth major pro-Palestine rally is getting underway in London, with organisers saying hundreds of thousands of people are expected to attend. The UK's counter-extremism czar, Robin Simcox, claims England's capital city is a no-go zone for Jewish people every weekend because of the marches. Ben Jamal, director of the Palestine Solidarity Campaign, insists it's a welcoming space.
Once again today, we will have an organised Jewish bloc set up by a variety of groups from within the Jewish community, marching with us, also calling for a ceasefire and in support of Palestinian rights. They're not intimidated. They're not fearful of coming into London.
Two serving ministers, Anne-Marie Trevelyan and Tom Tugendhat, have called on the government to increase defence spending. The Prime has promised to address funding as soon as economic conditions allow. The fertility regulator is investigating a clinic in East London after a problem with the facility's freezing process led to some embryos being lost. The Human Fertilisation and Embryology Authority says it has serious concerns and suspended the Homerton Fertility Centre's licence. Our correspondent Sadia Chowdhury has more.
The issues are around the storage of embryos. The clinic has lost a small number, it says, of embryos. That is either because they didn't survive or that they were undetectable, and that means that they simply couldn't be found in the liquid solution that they're meant to be kept in.
The centre says it's made changes to prevent these issues continuing. Counting is underway in Ireland after a double referendum to amend its constitution. Questions were asked on expanding the definition of family beyond marriage and removing references to a woman's duty being at home. And James Anderson made history as the first fast bowler to reach 7 test wickets, achieving 40 final test with India. That's the latest. I'm Chris Milligan.
This is Phoenix FM. FM and online. This is Phoenix FM.
Good afternoon.
Yeah.
Let me tell you. Girl, you my little boo thing. So I'll give a hoot what you do say. Girl, I know you a little too tame. I'll be shooting that shot like 2K. Girl, I know. Tell him I'm next. Tell him you find a little something too fresh. I know. Tell him I'm next. Tell him you find a little something too fresh. I know. Put a little gold in the teeth and the fit good, so I took the doors out the deep, okay. I see a brother holding your seat, no beef, but I'm trying to get the noise released. Don't take my talking to your own. I can keep it chill like the Soviet blunt. I'ma keep it real when your man long gone. If you're looking for a friend and you got the wrong song, baby girl, what's good? What's with ya? If you book tonight, that's fiction. I'm outside, no pictures. You want me, go figure. To the back, to the front. You a 10, baby girl, but I'm the one. Hey, to the back. To the front. You a 10, baby girl, but I'm the one. You my little boo thing. So I'll give a hoot what you do say. Girl, I know you a little too tame. I'll be shooting that shot like 2K. Girl, I know. Tell him I'm next. Tell him you find a little something too fresh. I know. Tell him I'm next. Tell him you find a little something too fresh. I know. Say, girl, I know you a little too tame. I'll be shooting that shot like 2K. Girl, I know. Tell him I'm next. Tell him you find a little something too fresh. I know. Tell him I'm next. Tell him you find a little something too fresh. I know.
Spend some of your Saturday afternoon with Spencer Carter and the Weekend Wind-Up. Great pop music, forgotten classics, and some laughs along the way. Every Saturday from midday, only on Phoenix FM.
If I press the right button, wouldn't it? Good afternoon, welcome to the Weekend Wind Up on here on Phoenix 98 FM. How are you? Hope you're well. It's Saturday. Spencer here with you now till 3 this afternoon with the Weekend Wind Up. Lots of great music for you today and all the usual features, so I hope you can keep me company on this, dare we say it, spring day. It's looking a bit bright today. Everyone seems to have a spring in their step driving in this morning. But anyway, hope you're well. Hope you've had a good week. And why not get in touch and tell me about it? You can email me, radio@phoenixfm.com. Or find me on social media, The Weekend Wind Up on Instagram, Facebook. Oh, and at Spen Phoenix on Twitter. Absolutely everywhere. I can see lots of you are listening online as well, which is great. Do drop me a line. If you've got any requests, any shout-outs, any birthdays, or you just want to say hello, please feel free. I see great new music for you today as well. Our A-list at the station is constantly updated. Go on to our website if you want to check it out. It's www.phoenixfm.com. For some of the new tracks I'll be playing today, new one from Keith Urban, new one from Seal, and of course lots of cheesy classics. So crack open those windows, turn it up nice and loud, or if you just want to chill on the sofa and listen, or if you're driving around, wherever, it's good to have your company. I'll be able to also tell you what's coming up on the station later on today. God, this is a long intro, isn't it? I picked the wrong version, I think. Nearly there, folks. Nearly there. Hang on. Brace yourselves. We're nearly there. Big thanks to Keith. Cracking show as ever. He's now sunning himself on the way home. So strap in. Sit back. Enjoy the music. And shall we do this? Why not?
Yeah. Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savor unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel, and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
98
FM.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Now, I want to quickly jump in. I want to wish a very special young lady happy birthday. So, Keith's granddaughter, I know he don't look old enough, does he? Is Ellie is 8. I think she's 8 today. And they'd like this track played for her. I think it's one of her favourites. So Ellie, have a very happy birthday, my love, for everyone here at Phoenix. Have a great day. Hope you get spoiled and you have lots of fun. And this is your track.
Thank you.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Okay, first travel update of the day from me today. Roads are not looking too bad at the moment. Brimwood High Street, as usual, is exceptionally busy. That's weekend traffic. The ongoing roadworks as well, and the temporary traffic lights in place as you head down towards Brimwood Station. That's causing some backup of traffic. Still moving, just slower than usual. Wilson's Corner, as you would expect, is exceptionally busy as well. There was a broken down vehicle as you go past the Brimwood Theatre heading towards Shenfield. That was causing some delays earlier. It's now been moved, so traffic's moving okay, but you might experience a slight backlog as well. And we're showing as there's heavy traffic on Raby Road at the moment around the car dealership there, so just be mindful of that. London Underground, there's some issues on a majority of lines today. So there are severe delays at the moment on the Central Line. There is minor delays on the Metropolitan Line and Piccadilly. And there's a park closure on the Circle District, the Docklands Light Railway and the Waterloo and City Line. So be mindful of that if you are thinking of using the Underground Network today. Services on C2C showing is okay at the moment, going into Fenchurch Street and Liverpool Street. I have a couple of timetable alterations this afternoon into Liverpool Street. Sorry, C2C's into Fenchurch Street. But nothing major, so do check with those providers before heading out. This is James Arthur. Bittersweet Love here on Phoenix 98 FM on your Saturday afternoon.
But your body's got me feeling under pressure, babe. Tell me lies, it don't matter when I'm drowning in your pleasure. It feels electric, babe. So deep, it's in my veins. I feel the pain, so please don't play those games. Don't play with me. Yeah. I need just a bittersweet love, and not your bittersweet love. I need just a bittersweet love, and not your bittersweet love. Give me just a bittersweet love. Not your bittersweet love. I need just a bittersweet love. Not your bittersweet. And I could eulogize about the way you look in the red light. You're a killer. It is a thriller, babe. Tell me why do you feel the need to run me through the ringer when I'm hook, line, and sinker, babe? So deep. It's in my veins. I feel the pain. So please, don't play those games. Don't play with me. Yeah. I need just a bittersweet love. Not your bittersweet love. I need just a bittersweet love. Not your bittersweet. I need just a bittersweet love. Not your bittersweet love. I need just a bittersweet love. Not your bittersweet love. Give me just a bittersweet love. Not your bittersweet love. I need just a bittersweet love. Not your bittersweet.
You want movies? Please tour in my circle of trust. We got movie reviews on Phoenix FM. That's right.
Saturday afternoon means only one thing. Mark Searby's with us. How are you doing, sir?
I'm very well, thank you, Spencer. I'm very well indeed. Movies this week. Movies this week. Obviously, I had said to you, we're in awards season, and this weekend sees the Oscars. Big weekend in the film calendar, possibly the biggest.
Do you stay up and watch the Oscars?
I used to, but now I'm getting older, not so much.
Anyway. Yeah, I try to, but I normally last for a couple of hours, then I start flagging, you know?
The good thing is that any of the good bits are always on social media by the time we wake up anyway. So
of course, yeah.
You can watch that, but I mean, I like watching it. I like listening to the speeches. I like watching the reactions as well. I just like seeing who's in the room as well. That's the good thing about it. But, you know, look, I like awards. I think sometimes they highlight movies that possibly have not done as well or people are not aware of. But I know that there's a lot of people out there who don't like awards and just feel like they're, you know, there for self-serving sake. And that's fine as well. I get it. But there are some times where I think, you know what, I'm pleased this won because hopefully it opens it up to a bigger audience. And maybe
listen,
that's what
I love the self-serving thing. And if I was in that position, you would see me at the opening of a bag of Quavers. I'd be walking that carpet whenever I could, honestly. There would be no shame in that. There would be no shame in that.
Exactly. That's fair enough. But so, obviously, you know, I've said to you we're in awards season. This week, strangely, movies that are nowhere near awards categories at all. But it's just one of those weeks. You know, we're coming up to the end of awards season now. I think we can probably say next week, week after, that's about done. So, instead, what we've got this week, first movie is on Prime Video, streaming on Prime Video now. And it's got a fantastic title, Ricky Stanicky. Which I think is just
love it, wonderful.
So this is the story about three childhood best friends who, when they're kids, they pull a prank that goes horribly wrong. Now, what they do to get out of this is they invent an imaginary character called Ricky Stanicky to get them out of trouble. But 20 years later, they're still using Ricky Stanicky as a handy alibi for their behaviour. So this is a movie that stars Zac Efron. I like Zac Efron. I think he's a really versatile actor. I think he's very good.
I
think he's good at comedy as well. I've seen him in some things that I thought, yeah, fantastic. He's great in this. And, you know, we reviewed the Iron Claw earlier this year. And while I'm not a fan of it at all, Efron is good in it. This is a movie where Zac Efron is not very good in it at all. Problem is, it's not, I don't think it's Efron's fault. I think it is just a laugh-free zone completely. And what makes it stranger to say something like that is this is directed by Peter Farrelly, who is one half of the Farrelly brothers, who gave us movies like There's Something About Mary, Dominic, Kingpin as well. You know, those
are the big laughs. Yeah, the big ones. Yeah,
exactly. Like, they're comedy gold, really. This one is nowhere near Peter's best, and I genuinely think it's devoid of funny moments. The issue is, when these three best friends in adulthood, I must say, continue to use Ricky as a sort of get-out clause, it just looks like they're using it because it's something they don't want to do in life. So they don't want to go off to the mother-in-law's birthday party. Oh, Ricky's coming. Right, we're going to do it. It feels mean-spirited. There's no consequences storyline going on here, basically. It just doesn't feel very funny. Every time they say Ricky's, it's Ricky standing here, I just never felt like there was a comedic tone to it. Eventually, the consequences come, they kind of get a little bit of what's happening, and they have to hire a down-and-out actor to play Ricky at a family event. Now, this fake Ricky, or as he's really known, Rod, he does such a good job of fooling everybody in these guys' lives that suddenly he ingrains himself into their lives, their family, their friends. And he is seen as the nicest guy, the best guy. And I can't understand why all of these stories are linked to this guy. He's completely different. This kind of rattles the three guys. And suddenly they realise, actually, he's being more popular than us. He's creating more work for us. So they suddenly, they want him gone because it's looking bad on him. It's really predictable. It's really obvious what's happening. I'm not asking the film to reinvent the comedy wheel. What I am asking for is a few laughs in the runtime. And the runtime is nearly 2 hours as well. Instead, what we get is a film about three man boys who are just about getting their comeuppance. Then you add in this redemption storyline about Rod, a.k.a. Ricky, that I don't think goes anywhere near as far as it should do in order to create a heartwarming storyline about Rod, a.k.a. Ricky, as well. I just think the film lacks everything. It just misses every single beat. And beyond Zac Efron, and beyond John Cena, who I think is a good actor as well, actually. John Cena plays Ricky Stanicky in this, a.k.a. Rod. The other two main characters in this might as well not be in it. Might as well not be interested in it at all. They might as well be secondary characters. They're completely pointless. Their involvement in the actual plots is minimal at best, even though it's three of them. There's Zac Efron and these two other guys. Pointless, kind of pointless. It's wasted characters, wasted jokes.
Is this a remake, this film, or has this been done before? Because the name is, I think I mentioned this last week when you said we were talking about this, the name rings a bell for me as though it's kind of, there's been something along these lines before, and now, I don't know where.
Yeah, now you bring up a good question here, Spencer. So this was originally announced in 2013, this movie, and it was going to star Jim Carrey.
Oh, okay. That might be it then, yeah.
Yeah. Then, obviously, you know, it got mothballed, it got put on the shelf, whatever, and, you know, it got pushed further down the line. I think there was talk of Nicolas Cage doing it at one point as well. Now we're at this point where, basically, the Ricky Stanicky is played by John Cena, which was going to be played by Jim Carrey. Completely different performances. Completely different. And I look at it now and I think, yeah, I can see why Carrey would have gone with this. And obviously he's good friends with Peter Farrelly as well, because they made Me, Myself and Irene. But this one doesn't work, because I'm not saying that it's John Cena's fault, but Ricky Stanicky needed to be kind of like this larger-than-life character. I almost kind of, before I started watching the movie, I read the synopsis and thought, well, is this kind of veering towards Drop Dead Fred territory? And that's what possibly I think that Ricky Stanicky's character should have been like Drop Dead Fred, this outlandish, larger-than-life character. But it doesn't happen here. Instead, we've got, as I said, we've got wasted characters, but wasted jokes, wasted setups. Just about everything is wasted in this movie. I kind of wish I would have been wasted while watching it. That might have improved the movie.
I'm about to say, you need to be wasted to sit through it. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, to be honest, I highly doubt it. I just think it's a seriously unfunny comedy from some people who know how to do comedy. And to me, that's just so tragic that we've got to this point where I think, well, these are funny people. How have they made something so unfunny? It's just disappointing.
Yeah, and it sounds like it's lazy filmmaking as well.
It's just one of those movies where you wish it was better, because there's good talent in the movie and there's good talent behind the movie as well, but it just doesn't work. Just doesn't work.
One to swerve. Absolutely. Right, what do we have next on the list?
So in cinemas now, we've got a movie with a long title, actually, and this is Don't Expect... Of course.
Right. Okay. Of course, Sure.
So this is about an overworked and underpaid production assistant who has to shoot a workplace safety video commissioned by a multinational company. But an interviewee makes a statement that forces him to reinvent his story to suit the company's narrative.
Okay.
Yeah. Curious. So this movie is 2 hours, 43 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's the type of movie that's very freewheeling. It doesn't run to standard film conventions or plot points. Instead, it takes its time. And in taking its time, it veers all over the place. It takes in second and third characters and subplots and subplots. So, like, they're the main plot, and it moves from one section to another and jolts and slowly transitions. But all of this is done without any real explanation. So it's a really tough movie to keep up on in terms of that through line that standard narrative movies have. So we've got this character, Angela. She's the focal point. She has two lives, almost. One offline, as she adheres to the practices that her companies have said to her that she needs to do in this video. Then the other one is her streaming live via whatever app it is and using a filter to describe who she is. And the filter basically makes her look like a bald man with a monobrow.
And right.
It's kind of funny because it does look funny. Now, with this character, she gets to spur all sorts of racist and sexist nonsense without fear of being discovered by her company. So I think what we've got here is a movie that is very much a commentary on people's online persona and how they can and kind of do get away with hiding behind filters and photos in order to show who they true are. You know, they're showing their true colors here, but they're afraid to show it. You know, it's next level catfishing, and it's happening every single day in the real world. So this is a commentary on the real world. The problem is with the film is that it's so all over the place. As I said, it's freewheeling, doesn't keep that style to that standard narrative. It's all over the place. So these scenes, these big scenes where she's streaming online as this bald man with a monobrow, what she's saying are really, really offensive stuff. But because it's so expansive, I didn't think these scenes packed enough punch to truly get to the heart of the matter of what this film is doing. Instead, they sort of come and go. And yes, the dialogue is foul and nasty. And it's got real... Well, it's just disgusting. But at the same time, I watch it and I go, it doesn't feel like it's got any meaning. And there should be meaning to this. There should be a realistic point behind this movie. And there kind of is, but there isn't as well because it's too freewheeling. You've got Angela trying to make this video. And the scenes for that, I think, are not that interesting. They're quite without merit. And maybe it's because... Once again, it's lacking urgency, so it never hits as hard as and how important this video is that she's making. And later on, we get this big turnaround for Angela where she discovers things and it takes a turn for the worse and whatever else. But none of this has got any real urgency to it, any real power, any real shock value, is obviously what she's doing, because it's too long. It's nearly 3 hours. The scenes of her just wandering into a toilet that's about 5 minutes. And I'm just like, that can be cut.
It's unnecessary, yeah.
Unnecessary. Yeah. I do think, though, there is a solid 90-100-minute movie in here about online, offline personas. But because of this film's carefree nature and its really long runtime, it just takes away all of those important factors because... I think it's more interested in showing elongated scenes instead of cutting them down to 5 minutes and having them have that impact, that punch that they should do. Instead, that punch comes, but because the scene continues, it lacks what it's done. It gets a bit soft. It gets baggy as well. It's almost as if there's no editing in this movie. Apologies to the editor of this movie, but it feels like it. It feels like it's a movie that...
had an easy day.
Yeah. Well, it's like the director has gone, right, everything I've shot is in the movie. That's it. It's all in there. We're not taking anything out. There's no definitive lines. This is the movie. I'm all for movies that challenge you and freewheeling movies and movies that don't have traditional narratives. But they've got to have something in there to keep you invested. And as much as
I
think, storyline here with Angela should be a really heavy yet investing storyline. But it isn't because it's too long. It's too much. It's too baggy. As I said, 90, 100 minutes, this would be an interesting movie at nearly 3 hours. I don't think it is. I think it just isn't as impactful. I keep saying this, but it isn't. It just needs to be much more sharper on everything.
Any names associated with it, or
no? This is a foreign language movie. It's actually been doing the rounds at festivals for quite a while now, and been getting rave reviews from quite a few people. So I was kind of excited to see it, and then I saw it, and at the end of 2 hours and 43 minutes, I was disappointed to have seen it. Really,
because sometimes though we've all seen these examples where things get a particular, you know, glowing rave review, and it just builds and builds, and at the end of it you look at it, you think, I don't know why it got that. The hype takes over, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. Especially movies, yeah, that do well at festivals. That's the thing, you know, festivals, you're in a locked audience basically. It's when it breaks out of the festivals, how good is it with, you know, the general public, how good is it with these? But
yeah,
some of them, well, quite a few of them just don't hit as well as they do at festivals, and certainly this is one of them.
That's another one to push aside then. Thank you very much. What can we expect next week?
So next week we're going to do a foreign language movie called Monster, which has been getting a lot of press recently. We're going to do a comedy as well called Please Don't Destroy, The Treasure of Foggy Mountain. Now, Please Don't Destroy are a comedy troupe from Saturday Night Live in America.
Yes, I've seen them, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so yes, so they've got their own movie. So we're going to review that, it's out on DVD and Blu-ray. If you subscribe to the podcast, we will do a rom-com called Anyone But You, which stars Sydney Sweeney, who is very hot property at the moment, Glenn Powell, who is equally hot property at the moment, so it's it's all in vogue character actors there, certainly. So we'll do a rom-com.
Marvellous, marvellous. We'll look forward to that. And listen, you have a good weekend, and I will see you next week.
I will do. You too.
You take care.
Miss this week's film reviews? Then listen again on phoenixfm.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a hallmark care home.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out, with two bars and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. Book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
ago, Mr. George Michael there. Freedom 90. God, we miss that man's voice, don't we? The most... Oh, love him, love him. Now, heading towards the news, but before we do get there, a couple of more tracks to play for you, one of which is today's Danny's Choice. Danny has picked a huge band that I know he's a big fan of. I don't know much about this band. I do know of them, obviously, and stuff they've released, but I've never really been really big into this band. So, I know this track, and it's a great track, so he's picked a classic one for today. But he also wants to wish it's Mother's Day tomorrow. So his mum is Kathy, and Paula's mum, who is Danny's better half, is Jean, and he'd like to wish them both a happy Mother's Day for tomorrow. Absolutely. Have a great day. I hope you sport, ladies, and Paula, obviously, you need to be sport as well. And we have a great day, and this is Danny's Choice today. Danny, thank you, sir. This is a great choice.
That's okay.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.